I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. We stay on the planet Earth with Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Beyond the Black, because there's an important dispute to speak of, not to resolve, to speak of. Commercial space is about monetizing space engineering and space exploration. Monetizing. This is the railroads. This is steamships. This is everything you can imagine in order to look at the future and say, how much did it cost? That's where we're headed. So, two companies that come from very successful monetizing on Earth are now competing for monetizing in space. One of them you know very well, SpaceX. The other one is well known by its owner, but not by its fruits so far. Bob covers this very carefully, so I'll let him introduce what the dispute is and whether it has merit. Bob, a very good evening to you. Blue Origin is protesting NASA's decision to give the lunar lander to SpaceX. Do they have a case, given their non-performance so far? Good evening to you, Bob.
Good evening, John. Well, it's an interesting question. So just to review for your listeners, NASA was thinking of awarding contracts to two of three bidders to build the lunar lander in, as part of its Artemis program to try to get humans back on the moon by 2024. But Congress, and they went to Congress and said they were going to need about $3 billion to pay for the building of the lunar lander. Congress decided in its sausage-making process behind scenes that they were only going to give NASA about a little less than a third of that money, something like that, not really anywhere close to what they wanted, $850 million. So NASA was looking at this and said, well, you know, we've got to award a contract, but we can't afford to give two different companies contracts. So we've got three companies to choose from. We're just going to go with the best company. And so they looked over everything, and SpaceX had bid $2.9 billion to build its lunar lander using Starship, while Blue Origin was leading a group of big contractors. They called themselves the National Team, which included Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, and Draper. But Blue Origin was the lead on that because they had the landing technology. You know, they do some vertical landing with their New Shepard suborbital craft, so they have that technology. And so they had made a bid just under $6 billion, more than twice what SpaceX had bid. And so NASA looked at the situation and made the decision that SpaceX is the better bid, and they gave the sole contract to SpaceX. Well, now Blue Origin is protesting this. They're saying that when NASA made the decision that they could only award one company the contract, they never told them that change was being made, and if had they been told, they would have resubmitted the bid with a lower number. That's their protest, essentially. That's what they're saying, that they said they should have been given a chance to resubmit the amount knowing that only one team was being picked. I look at this and I say, ha, it's ridiculous. And, you know, part of this has to do with, first of all, they were bidding twice as much. You know, you're bidding lowest bidder. I mean, you know, it's not always great to take the lowest bidder, but you do tend to want to, when you get multiple bids, you tend to take the bidders towards the bottom, the lower prices. You don't want to go to someone that's overcharging you. And also, there's a simple fact of track record. SpaceX now has been routinely landing and reusing Falcon 9 first stages, for more than 5 years. They've done almost, I think, 75. You know, and they just launched a crewed ISS on a reused capsule as well. And so they've been demonstrating without any question that they know how to do this technology to land vertically on the moon. They've also came, they're very close to getting Starship to doing exactly the same thing. They've done test flights and they've come close at least once. Blue Origin, meanwhile, it has its New Shepard suborbital craft, but 5 years ago, its development, 4 years ago, just slowed to a complete crawl, stopped. They were going great guns in 16, and then in 17, they got a new CEO of Bezos, this guy Bob Smith from Old Space, and suddenly development slowed to a crawl, and nothing much has been going on for 4 years. And meanwhile, New Glenn was supposed to launch in first, this is the orbital rocket of Blue Origin. It was supposed to launch for the first time last year. It's now 2 years behind schedule, and some of the problems comes from the BE-4 rocket engine at the Pentagon. So their track record isn't great. So NASA's there and faces a protest from Blue Origin. Now, there are some people who've made arguments about that they do have a point, Blue Origin. The bottom line is their bid wasn't very attractive, and I think instead of filing protests, Blue Origin and its partners should instead up their game. They have to start flying spacecraft and rockets for profit, just like SpaceX is doing, in order to demonstrate that they are serious and they actually know how to do these things. Otherwise, the business is going to continually go to others, not just the government. I say this, people sometimes think I'm a fanboy for SpaceX, and it's not the case. I want other companies to give SpaceX a run for its money, because the more company and the more competition we have here, the more we'll get the most for the least in the fastest amount of time. And right now, none of SpaceX's biggest competitors they're failing at this, and it's a shame.
Bob Adam Smith Zimmerman in space. We go immediately to a conversion process. This is wonderful, Bob. The conversion process is the question of SpaceX itself adding more and more opportunities for making money on Earth. And the reason I seize upon this is that they are looking for more room at the Los Angeles port. What are they bringing in, Bob? What are they importing?
Well, okay, they have a facility at the Los Angeles port for when they launch a Falcon 9 rocket from Vandenberg in California. It lands on the drone ship in the Pacific, and then they got to bring it back to port. And so they bring it back to L.A. where it's processed and then shipped to the launch site for additional flights. They were going to expand that facility to build Starship, and twice changed their mind. I think both times because Elon Musk looked at the government in California and its hostile to business attitude and decided he didn't want to expand his operations there. He wasn't going to build a manufacturing facility there. However, this week he did announce the mayor of Los Angeles announced that SpaceX has signed a new contract with the Port of L.A. to expand lease for 2 years a larger facility at the port. But this is not to manufacture things. This is to increase the ability to process Falcon 9 rockets, the first stages, because it appears that SpaceX is gearing up to begin regular launches of its Starlink satellites out of Vandenberg in California, and they're going to need to be able to bring the first stages in and out. And there's another component here, too. SpaceX has purchased two floating oil rigs that they're refurbishing as launch and landing pads for Starship. And the facility that they've leased at the Port of L.A. is actually the facility that was once used by Sea Launch and its floating launch platform. So I'm thinking there's a possibility SpaceX is thinking this would be a docking port for its Starship launch platform.
So they're coming back to California. Good for them. It's good for California, good for the L.A. port. Now let's go to more success for commercial space. It's Bob, commercial space has triumphed. You can teach an old canine new tricks, according to the testimony before the Senate. Introduce the new Mr. Nelson.
All right. Bill Nelson, former senator of Florida for decades, was a big space advocate. He really didn't like commercial space. He worked very hard to shrink the budget of commercial space over the last 10 years during the Obama administration. He's now left the Senate. He's now been nominated as NASA administrator. He had his first confirmation hearings in the Senate. And at that hearing, he basically was born again a commercial space supporter. He not only was totally in favor of continuing the Trump administration's program to have NASA not build anything but buy the product from the commercial sector. He completely endorsed the Artemis program landing on the moon by 2024, the Artemis Accords, which advocates private rights in space. He basically agreed with everything that the Trump administration is wanting to do. And it seems the reason is because as the article I cite on Behind the Black, nothing changes minds as thoroughly as success. SpaceX and commercial space is so successful right now, while big space and the SLS rocket that Bill Nelson loved for years is so bad that he's going with what works. And that's basically what's happening, John, and that's really a good
thing. And good for him.
Enterprise and Foundation always
good for the administrator, Bob. NASA as the customer, not as the originator. All right.
Yes.
The Germans, this is more commercial space. The Germans are getting into the game. I don't remember this, Bob. I don't remember Germany being active. Is this new?
Well, okay, Germany, remember, is a partner in the European Space Agency. And so what the European Space Agency has done, obviously they read my policy paper, Capitalism in Space, or maybe they were just influenced by what NASA's been doing. They have decided, instead of having a company, them build everything and control everything, the ESA has set up a competition for small sat rocket companies, small companies, rockets, to compete for an award to launch a rocket. So there's three different German companies that are competing for this award. And one of them, I saw Aerospace, has gotten its first launch contract. And that's part of the competition. You've got to not only build it, you've got to show you get funding, and you've got to also show you can get launch contracts. And they are the second of these three companies to get a launch contract. And it's very clear the European Space Agency is now beginning to shift to becoming a customer as well, because they're not building these rockets. They're going to buy the rocket from somebody, but they're giving a contract, a competitive award, you know, a competition to the first that can get it done. And that's incentive, and it's a good thing, John.
Just a few seconds here, Bob, for China and Russia and their memorandum of understanding. What is the ambition?
Well, it appears that China and Russia have signed an agreement to jointly work together to build a base on the moon at the South Pole. This is basically China building it and Russia trying to get in on it because Russia has no money right now. It does have technical experience and China's willing to make a deal. I don't know how long these two guys will work together, but right now, because China doesn't need Russia. But, you know, there's arguments for it both ways. We've got a Cold War. Communist nations working together in space and private enterprise in the United States working freely to prove it's better.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going exploring. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.